From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. to increase support for retaking Mosul. 8 U.S. attack helicopters will join Iraq's campaign to capture the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says as many as 200 U.S. troops will provide crews for the helicopters, help with logistics, and provide advice.
This is on top of what we're already doing, which is providing air power, command and control, other fires, training, sustainment, logistics, the very important, by we here now, I mean the United States, but also our coalition partners.
Carter had traveled to Iraq to talk with U.S. commanders and Iraqi leaders. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered outside the U.S. Supreme Court Monday, while inside, the justices heard opening arguments in the case U.S. v. Texas. The case involves a lawsuit questioning the legality of President Barack Obama's executive orders on immigration. Brazil is awaiting the next step in the impeachment proceedings against President Dilma Rousseff. In 6 hours of raucous voting Sunday, Brazil's lower house of Congress, the Chamber of Deputies, voted overwhelmingly to start the impeachment process. The Senate could vote as early as May to proceed with impeachment against Ms. Rousseff. A court in Kiev has convicted two Russian servicemen captured in eastern Ukraine of terrorism and other crimes. It sentenced them to 14 years in prison. The court on Monday found Alexander Alexandrov, Yevgeny Yerferev, guilty of waging a war of aggression against Ukraine, assisting a terrorist group, and committing an act of terrorism. This is VOA News.